The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline, brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a difference, brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight, brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start, brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front, brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This Weather Report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press Data Download, brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning, sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet, sponsored by Pfizer.
And the Trumpet Daily, not, well, just like you see in the video there, the Trumpet Daily not sponsored by Pfizer. It makes me appreciate what Herbert Armstrong used to say so many years ago, whether he was referring to the Plain Truth or his World Tomorrow broadcast, that he relied not for one penny. He did not rely on advertisers. Pfizer, the drug company, the company responsible for the most vaccine dosages for COVID-19, last year, what did they spend? $1.8 billion for advertising. $1.8 billion. This is from Forbes. Pfizer spends nearly twice the money on selling, general, and administrative expenses than it does on research and development. Nearly twice as much. It's all about the sale. We've got to sell, baby, sell. And that's what Pfizer's doing. And they're living on COVID money. So says one of their insiders. We've played the clip before. You're listening to Stephen Fleury. And this is the Trumpet Daily, not sponsored by Pfizer. We certainly appreciate you joining our growing audience. We're thankful for our broadcast partner, CRN Digital Talk Radio. That's Channel 3 on that platform that takes the audio-only version of this show into 11 million homes. Together with that, though, if you want to get over to the video version of this daily live broadcast, just go to our live stream page at thetrumpet.com. That's thetrumpet.com/live, and you can get to this show every weekday, and of course you can get to the podcast as well if you want to watch the program on demand a little bit later. So, corporate media, you saw all the little tidbits there in that montage. How many of them are really owned and operated by these big pharmaceutical companies, or at least influenced, heavily influenced? This is from an article back in 2017. So we're going back before the pandemic. We're going back before the China flu. This is 2017, an article on the control that Big Pharma has over corporate media. It says, according to a 2009 study by Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, with the exception of CBS, every major media outlet in the United States shares at least one board member with at least one drug company. And so that's another angle to this story. Besides the billions and billions of dollars we're talking about, these companies are in bed with the government. They're really, more and more you see how that they're all the same. They're all the same. It's kind of like looking at those politicians that used to work for Bill Clinton or used to work for Barack Obama, and now they're right at the top of the media. They're powerful voices in the media. I mean, the communists are everywhere. We're led to believe, well, you've got the government here, then you've got this independent agency over here or this company like Pfizer. And Pfizer, of course, they're just concerned about your health. That's the only motivation. that's driving their policies. They just want to save people, right? Well, don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. This article says, let me put it in perspective for you. These board members wake up, they go to a meeting at Merck or Pfizer, and then they have their driver take them over to a meeting with NBC to decide what kind of programming that network is going to air. You can see the graphic there. These guys that work for the FDA and they work for Pfizer, or they work for Merck, they work for Moderna, and they work for some other media company or some other government agency. It says here, drug companies spend about $5 billion a year on advertising with these corporate media outlets. So when Pfizer or Merck or any of the drug companies kill or cripple Americans with defective drugs, do you really think these board members are going to allow their story to be told on the air? It can take anywhere from 3 days to a full week before the media reports on a drug or a medical device recall, if they report it at all. So, fast forward to today, 2021, and of course you even bring it up, the side effects, the deadly side effects of these drugs, of these experimental drugs, and you're blotted out. Even social media is in on it. Last year, Pfizer spent $55 million in social media ads. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, $55 million. They want control. They want to control the narrative. They want to control the narrative. And all that you're supposed to know and understand is that the drug is perfect. The drug has no side effects. And so just take it. Take it or else you get fired, as I covered yesterday. The Guardian, this is also from 2017. It says, pharmaceutical companies spend far more than any other industry to influence politicians. Here we go. In bed with politicians as well. It says, drug makers have poured close to $2.5 billion into lobbying and funding members of Congress over the past decade. $2.5 billion to your politician. No wonder Lindsey Graham is sold on the vaccine. I mean, you've got to be vaxxed. You've got to get the vax. So say the politicians. So says the corporate media giants. So say the drug experts, Dr. Fauci. All of them. They're all in agreement. The Guardian says here, hundreds of thousands of dollars have gone to Mitch McConnell, although he's hardly alone. 9 out of 10 members of the House of Representatives and all but 3 of the U.S.'s 100 senators have taken campaign contributions from pharmaceutical companies seeking to affect legislation on everything from the cost of drugs to how new medicines are approved. You mean like the expedited, the emergency approval that these drugs were given? They haven't even been officially approved. But because we're in an emergency, because we're in a pandemic, well, every obstacle was removed. And this is from both parties. They're both 97 out of 100 senators, 97% of these politicians, taking campaign contributions from the drug companies? You think they're going to come out and attack Pfizer? You think they're going to come out and expose Pfizer for all of these shady dealings it has going on at the moment with nations abroad? Yeah, we got to get the drug all over the world and just line our pockets with billions and billions of dollars living on COVID money. Isn't that what the insider from Pfizer said not that long ago? Play clip 2.
Basically, our organization is run on COVID money now.
How so?
By it netted like over $15 billion last year.
Our organization is living on COVID money. This is from the Washington Post yesterday. In secret vaccine contracts with governments, Pfizer took hard line in push for profit. So at least the Washington Post covered it. It's based on another study. I'll go through some of the highlights in just a moment. But the gist of it, hey, it's all about the Benjamins. It's all about the money. The money is the bottom line. This report, it's called Pfizer's Power, put out by Zane Rizvi at Public Citizen. I'll get to the report here in just a second. But to just sum up, countries, they're not allowed to donate unused vaccines to other nations. Look, if you buy this amount, you don't use it all. This is part of our contract, says Pfizer. Argentina, don't you take any excess dosages and send it over to Venezuela or some other country? You don't donate it because, look, we got to sell these. We got to make profit here. That's the bottom line. We're living on COVID money. So that's drawn up into the contracts. Pfizer didn't share any of its intellectual property with other drug companies. We can't give it out. I mean, we're in competition with them. It's just about saving lives, right? Is that all that this is about? It's not even about that. You know this. Follow the money. Pfizer's also writing into these contracts, according to this report, and it's reported by the Washington Post, that countries are having to put up even national assets as leverage in case those nations sue the company. And, of course, they're immune from any kind of lawsuits in any of these other nations. I mean, that's already written into the laws here in the United States. You can't go after them. If the vaccine kills your son, you can't go after Pfizer. They've got immunity. And that's in the laws here in the United States. Now, a lot of other countries abroad, they don't have those written in. So as part of these secret, they're very secretive, as part of these secret agreements with nations abroad, Pfizer is saying, now, if there's any adverse side effects, if this vaccine kills anybody, you, government so-and-so, you're responsible. Certainly not us. I mean, we work in Manhattan. That's our headquarters. We just want to save the world and also make billions and billions of dollars, you see. Here's some of the highlights. Sam went through this report this morning. It says here, Pfizer's demands have generated outrage around the world, slowing purchase agreements and even pushing back the delivery schedule of vaccines. If similar terms are included as a condition to receive doses, they may threaten President Biden's commitment to donate 1 billion vaccine doses. In other words, look, we want to get the doses out there, but it's got to be on our terms. And if it's not, we're going to delay things. It's not so much about saving lives as fast as possible, is it? Oh, no. Oh, no. What's the Washington Post headline? In secret vaccine contracts with governments, Pfizer took hard line in push for profit. It's in the Washington Post this morning. It's a pretty big revelation, I'd say. Brought to you by Pfizer. Oh, they sell billions and billions in order to make the sell. They've got to make the sale. This report says less than 2 months later, the Brazilian government accepted a contract with Pfizer that contains most of the same term. Initially, Brazil was like, forget about it. Forget about it. With these kinds of restrictions you're putting on us? And then Brazil comes around later, caves into the pressure. Pfizer gets what it wants. Brazil waived sovereign immunity, imposed no penalties on Pfizer for late deliveries, agreed to resolve disputes under secret private arbitration under the laws of New York, and broadly indemnified Pfizer for civil claims. So Pfizer gets a free pass. Any kind of civil claims, that's on you, Brazil. Certainly not on us. I mean, this doesn't sound like they're very confident in their product. I thought this was perfect. It says here, the contract also contains an additional term not included in other Latin American agreements reviewed by Public Citizen. The Brazilian government is prohibited from making any public announcement concerning the existence, subject matter, or terms of the agreement, or commenting on its relationship with Pfizer without the prior written consent of the company. Pfizer gained the power to silence Brazil. So some of these nations, they can't even say anything about the terms that they're reaching with Pfizer, about the costs, about how that Pfizer has immunity. Some, however, have spoken up. And that's where this guy writing at Public Citizen, that's where he came up with his report. He's looked through some of these documents. Not all in secret. What do they have to hide? One would ask, if this is a miracle drug that is literally saving the world, just what about the process here? It says here, at least four countries are required to indemnify, defend, and hold harmless Pfizer from and against any and all lawsuits, claims, actions, demands, damages, costs, and expenses related to vaccine intellectual property. For example, if another vaccine maker sued Pfizer for patent infringement in Colombia, the contract requires the Colombian government to foot the bill. At Pfizer's request, Colombia is required to defend the company. It's on you, Colombia. It's on you, Brazil. We just make the money, okay? And by the way, if you've got any extra left over, you can't give it away. I mean, we're making money hand over fist here. We've got to sell it. I wonder if they just accept it back, and then Pfizer maybe could go and sell it twice. Anything to get the bottom line, right? We're living on COVID money. It says here, what happens if the United Kingdom cannot resolve? Well, I can skip that quote. One final one here says, arbitral award enforcement presents complex questions of law that depend on the physical location and type of state asset, but the contract allows Pfizer to request that courts use state assets as a guarantee that Pfizer will be paid an arbitral award and or use the assets to compensate Pfizer if the government does not pay. If you don't pay, I mean, we'll help ourselves to this landmark, I guess. I mean, this is insanity. Who would trust a system set up as this? A system that's just bringing in billions and billions of dollars, and that same money is being redirected to corporate media and to your politician in Washington, D.C. And how many of them, as I say, like The Guardian brought out in 2017, how many of these drug company executives also happen to work for corporate media and or the government? Nothing to worry about here. This is from the Bureau of Investigative Journalism. It's from earlier this year, February of 2021. It says, Pfizer has been accused of bullying Latin American governments in COVID vaccine negotiations and has asked some countries to put up sovereign assets, such as embassy buildings and military bases, as a guarantee against the cost of any future legal costs, the Bureau of Investigative Journalism can reveal. That's no big deal. I mean, yeah, if we don't get what we want, we'll just take your embassy. Well, I mean, if you don't agree to this, you can't have the vaccine. And your people are going to die if they don't get the vaccine. It says here, in the case of one country, demands made by the pharmaceutical giant led to a three-month delay in a vaccine deal being agreed. For Argentina and Brazil, no national deals were agreed to at all. Now, this is back in February. As I say, Brazil then came around 3 months later. Any officials from Argentina and other Latin American country, which cannot be named as it has signed a confidentiality agreement with Pfizer, said the company's negotiators demanded additional indemnity against any civil claims citizens might file if they experienced adverse effects after being inoculated. In Argentina and Brazil, Pfizer asked for sovereign assets to be put up as collateral for any future legal costs. You heard some of that in the same report that was just made public yesterday. It says one official who was present in the unnamed country's negotiations described Pfizer's demands as high-level bullying and said the government felt like it was being held to ransom in order to access life-saving vaccines. Brought to you by Pfizer. This program brought to you by Pfizer. Sounds so wonderful, doesn't it? It sounds so nice. It's a nice-sounding name, even. And I mean, they're sponsoring all of these programs that you watch on television. They're sponsoring all of these news shows. And you wonder why there's not more coverage of vaccine side effects? You wonder why there's not more coverage of the 16, 17,000 Americans that have died because of the vaccine? This is why. It's all about the sale. Sell, baby, sell. $1.8 billion in advertising just last year. That was actually a little bit lower than usual. You know why? Because the government is giving Pfizer so much free advertising. Pfizer's like a household word now. They're the leading distributor of the COVID-19 vaccine. Massive, huge, huge drug company right there in New York City. And they draw into these contracts, look, if there's any kind of dispute, you've got to come before an arbitration court that, we'll set up here in New York City. New York City. Washington Post. In secret vaccine contracts with governments, Pfizer took hard line and pushed for profit. Here's how the Washington Post reported on this report. It says the coronavirus vaccine developed by Pfizer and biotech has proved a success, first to receive emergency use authorization in the United States. The Pfizer shot has become the world's most popular, with 3.5 billion doses purchased. 3.5 billion? I mean, you do the math. $10 a shot. I think it's anywhere from 10 to 40. They've probably made that secret in the negotiations as well, seeing how much they can get out of one country compared to the next. And oh, keep it quiet. Keep it. Don't tell anybody how much we sold it to you for. Look, we're in this for the money. And they're making it hand over fist. So says the whistleblower. Well, he wasn't a whistleblower. He was taped undercover. Blowing the whistle. We're living on COVID money. So is Moderna. They're living on COVID money. No wonder they want you to get not one, not two. Israel, they're into the fourth jab now. What did Dan Andrews say? The communist running Victoria? Hey, don't try to wait this out and go unvaccinated. Because by the time we get into mid-2022, and I mean, this is going to continue on into 2022. We're going to be beyond shots one and two. We're going to be into the booster shot territory. And of course, the one sponsoring all of that, brought to you by Pfizer. Says here, but the rapid proliferation of the vaccine under contracts negotiated between the company and governments has unfolded behind a veil of strict secrecy. Why? Why is that? What is there to hide? Why should there be a veil of strict secrecy according to or allowing for little public scrutiny of Pfizer's burgeoning power, even as demand surges amid new negotiations for one of the world's most sought-after products? Pfizer is producing one of the world's most sought-after products. There certainly wouldn't be any corruption in this kind of a racket, would there? Would there be any corrupt behavior? And let's just step back for a moment, coming back to what I covered yesterday, Revelation 12 and verse 9. Let's be reminded of the spiritual dimension here and the fact that Satan, the devil, has deceived the whole world. That would include the world of big pharma. That would include the world of modern medicine, for sure. Says here, a report released Tuesday by Public Citizen, a consumer rights advocacy group that gained access to a number of leaked, unredacted Pfizer contracts, sheds light on how the company uses that power to shift risk and maximize profits. See, we don't want to be held liable for any of the adverse effects. That's got to be written into the contracts. And then, two, maximum profit. Don't just give away any excess supplies that you might have. It's maximum profit here. This is what we're aiming for. I mean, our share prices are just skyrocketing. We got to keep the boom alive. says here, the Manhattan-based pharmaceutical giant has maintained tight levels of secrecy about negotiations with governments over contracts that can determine the fate of populations. It says the contracts consistently place Pfizer's interests before public health imperatives. The contracts, they consistently place Pfizer's interests ahead of health interests. We'll delay it for 3, 4, 5 months if we have to. If we have to get our way, we're not going to send you this vaccine. Certainly not if we're going to be held to account for any side effects that the drug might cause. You see the spirit of this. It's really demonic. The spirit of conceal and hide. We've seen so much of that in recent years, haven't we? Where did the flu come from? Where did this virus come from? Well, now let's cover that up. I mean, if you even go there, it's racist. It's racist. You saw it all through the Trump years. You saw it with the Trump Russia collusion hoax, and then here they trot out Christopher Steele again, trying to rehabilitate his reputation, I guess. And here he is. He's talking with George Stephanopoulos about he's concerned that Trump might run again in 2024. Are they really going to resurrect the Trump-Russia collusion hoax? Do we get another round of this? It's really demonic will worship. That's what it amounts to. This was a story from earlier this week. The Federalist reported, the U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, that's OSHA, OSHA is not requiring companies to report any of their employees' potentially damaging side effects from the COVID-19 vaccine because the regulatory agency doesn't want to hamper the Biden administration's vaccine campaign. So it used to be that this government agency said, look, if it's mandatory, if everybody has to get the jab as part of that, then we want to make sure every side effect, every adverse side effect is reported. And now OSHA's coming out and saying, you know, we're going to waive that law. We're going to waive that regulation. We don't, if you had a disastrous side effect, if you died, if you're a relative of someone who died from the vaccine, don't come and report it to OSHA. Don't tell the government about it. We've got to cover it up. I mean, this is astounding. It's right on their own website. Scandalous. It says DOL and OSHA, as well as other federal agencies, are working diligently to encourage COVID-19 vaccinations, says the OSHA website. As a result, OSHA will not enforce 29 CFR 1904's recording requirements to require any employers to record worker side effects from COVID-19 vaccine. They say it right on their website. We're waiving that. We don't want you to report side effects. Why? Why? Well, because we want everybody to get the vaccine. Well, what if there's bad side effects? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Just get the vaccine. Get the jab. You see what I mean? It's demonic, this thinking. It's will worship. What did my father say in that article? This is from earlier this year at the Trumpet. Will worship, but on another level, magic interpretation in terms of the will. Hitler said this, he's quoting Hitler there. This is how it works, my father writes. Your logic, facts, evidence, and truth won't stop us. It will not stop us. We follow a magic interpretation today. Will worship is impervious to truth. Further on, it says, tyrants hate facts and truths that limit their power. They don't want to see their power limited. The government doesn't want to see its power limited. Corporate media, they don't want to see their power limited. They don't want to see their funding curtailed. So many of those shows are brought to you by Pfizer. Pfizer doesn't want to see its power limited. Pfizer wants to make billions. They're going to make billions and billions more heading into 2022. Of course we need the booster. We don't need the FDA's approval. Just get the jab. Of course Pfizer supports that thinking. Pfizer's behind it. This is from that article at the Federalist. Under OSHA's current COVID-19 emergency temporary standard for healthcare, businesses are not required to report their workers' adverse effects to the jab because, quote, OSHA does not wish to have any appearance of discouraging workers from receiving COVID-19 vaccination. We just don't want to have anything out there that would suggest that for some people, this drug is quite dangerous. Can't have it out there. So we got to blot it out. We got to blot it out. How thankful, how thankful are you that you can go to thetrumpet.com? Besides the fact that you don't have to scroll past all of these annoying advertisements, there are no ads. The only ads we have on this show are ones that we produce. We just promote our own things. That's all. Nobody's funding this except for God's people. It's certainly not Pfizer. It's not brought to you by Pfizer. And because of that, we can present the truth. We can tell you the truth about Pfizer and about everybody else. What a world we're living in. This is certainly not God's world. This is the present evil world. Galatians 1:4, and it's God is not God. It's Satan the devil. That's 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. And I mean, look at what he is doing to nations. Isaiah 14 says that he weakens entire nations, this being. And because of his rebellion, entire planets even were damaged. And you can look up into the heavens and see evidence of this. God had to recreate the surface of the earth to prepare it for human civilization. But now look at what we're doing to our earth, to our planet. Look at what we're doing to one another. Look at what we're doing to human beings. Some drug that never was fully tested. It's just gotten emergency approval. What was it that Dr. McCullough said? I think this might be number 12, Sam. Play clip 12.
And when it came to FDA approval on August 23rd, the FDA did not approve Pfizer. They gave a continuation of the EUA, and then they conditionally approved Comirnaty with BioNTech, which doesn't exist in the United States, legally distinct, potentially medicinally distinct, with a lot of post-marketing requirements, including myocarditis, lots of disclaimers about no information or safety information in pregnancy. That's Comirnaty. It's not even here. We do not have an approved vaccine in the United States. Yet a false talking point came out of that meeting all the way up to the President of the United States, who announced that Pfizer was approved when it wasn't. Historians will record these events. I mean, this is extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. He, as I played for you on Monday, he himself takes vaccines. But he's saying this hasn't been approved. It hasn't been tested. All that Joe Biden did a month or two back was to extend the emergency ruling that allowed for it to go out without approval, without testing. And so the experiment is happening now in the form of 3.5 billion doses, together with tens of billions and billions of dollars. Pfizer's making off like bandits here. Living on COVID money. And all of these corporate media giants, what does it say at the start or at the end of these programs? Brought to you by Pfizer. Yes, indeed, in more ways than one. Brought to you by Pfizer. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily, not brought to you by Pfizer. If you'd like to send us some feedback, you can email the show, td@thetrumpet.com. We'll be right back.
The Trumpet Daily.
Education is something most people take for granted. We assume it is something one acquires after graduating from a college or university. Yet the 20th century knowledge explosion has done little to solve the problems of this world. Crime, broken families, suicide, disease, mass illiteracy, and poverty. Why, in a world filled with so much advanced material knowledge, are there so many unsolvable problems? Why, after 6,000 years, has mankind been unable to find the solution to its escalating evils or to the number one problem it now faces, that of human survival? Our free booklet, Education with Vision, will show you what is wrong with education today. It will show you what is true education with vision and how to achieve it. Request your free copy of Education with Vision at our website, thetrumpet.com.
The Trumpet Daily.
Just a couple of statements here from this Washington Post article to conclude before we switch over to our Bible study segment. This from the Post this morning. Experts who reviewed the terms of contracts with foreign governments suggested that some demands were extreme. In contracts reached with Brazil, Chile, Colombia, and the Dominican Republic, those states forfeited immunity against precautionary seizure of any of their assets. This is in the Washington Post. Further on, it says some contract demands appear to have slowed vaccine rollouts in countries. At least two countries walked away from negotiations and publicly criticized the company's demands. However, both later reached agreements with Pfizer. See, they both came around later. They both reached agreements later. I mean, the spirit to get these drugs everywhere in the world, everywhere that pays up. There's no push to get it in the heart of Africa. Forget about Africa. They can't afford it. Just let them die. Let them die in Africa, okay? But Central South America, they've got enough money at least to get $10 per shot. So let's sell millions and millions to Central and South America as well, all over the world. Living on COVID money. It says here, hiding contracts from public view or publishing documents filled with redacted text means we don't know how or when vaccines will arrive, what happens if things go wrong, and the level of financial risk buyers are absorbing, said Tom Wright, research manager at the Transparency International Health Program. It's crazy. It says here, Public Citizen found contracts that required governments to indemnify, defend, and hold harmless Pfizer from and against any and all suits, claims, actions, demands, damages, costs, and expenses related to vaccine intellectual property. You want me to read that again? It's written into these secretive contracts. They found contracts that required governments to, quote, indemnify, defend, and hold harmless Pfizer from and against any and all suits, claims, actions, demands, damages, costs, and expenses. They knew the lawsuits were coming. They knew they would come because it's an experiment. They knew people would die. They knew that in years past, you get a couple hundred people to die. That drug is immediately recalled. And then, like that other article brought out, you don't hear about it. It's just done quietly because, well, they don't want bad press. And by the way, so much of the press is brought to you by Pfizer. As it is with this emergency approval, it's got to go out. And it doesn't matter if 17,000 Americans die from it, the drug, that is. Doesn't matter. Everybody's just got to get the jab. Listen to this Kyrie Irving story. He's the one that just won't play. His team won't let him play because he hasn't gotten the jab. And so now the NBA season starts, and I mean the pressure to comply is so intense, you've just got to go along. Listen to Charles Barkley last night. I think this is clip 4.
I got vaccinated. I can't wait to get the booster. You don't get vaccinated just for yourself. Like Adam said, you get vaccinated for your family first. You get vaccinated for your teammates second, things like that. That's what bothers me about this whole thing. I think everybody should get vaccinated.
Of course he thinks everybody should. And you got to do it for the other guy. You got to do it for Charles Barkley. You've got to get vaccinated. Listen to this commentator at CNN talk about how that we need to get vaccinated to save his life. This is clip five.
So I'm going to share a secret I've never spoken before. I'm immunocompromised. I have multiple sclerosis. All right, so I'm grateful you're all vaccinated. I'm grateful my employer says all these amazing people who work on the floor who came in here for the last 18 months when we were doing this are vaccinated now that we have vaccines. I worry about bringing it home to my 10-year-old son who can't get a vaccine. I don't like the government telling me what to do. I don't like my boss telling me what to do. In this case, it's important.
In this case, it's quite all right. The government, together with Pfizer, telling you what to do. And these same mega companies, this massive big pharmaceutical company, 1.8 billion, that's billion with a B, every year for commercials, for advertising, for making the sell. You know Pfizer, it's a household name. They have such, I mean, their motivations are pure as the driven snow, right? Well, look at the fruits. Look at the facts. If you can navigate your way through the will worship all around us, get to the truth, and look at what's happening here. This world is in darkness. Just get the jab, they're saying. Get the jab because I'm compromised now. So we've got to go about our days looking at people that might have a weak immunity or immune system and get this experimental drug because they're convinced that it'll save them. Using this to divide the United States, as I was saying yesterday, here's Jen Psaki commenting on the vaccine mandates. I think it's Peter Doocy asking the question, clip six.
If the whole point of a vaccine mandate is to make people safer, but a vaccine mandate also means tons of police and military may walk off the job, then at the end of the day, does a vaccine mandate make people safer?
Well, where are tons of police and military walking off the job?
Well, the Washington Post says that hundreds of thousands of U.S. service members remain unvaccinated. Which is leading to questions about possible military readiness. The LA County Sheriff says that 5 to 10% of their workforce could walk off the job.
That's the White House spokesperson. Where are people leaving or walking off the job or being laid off? Well, I guess the Washington Post, I could quote one source here quickly off the top of my head. These law enforcement agencies saying they're going to lose 10, 15% of their law enforcement officers. And there she is acting as if, well, it's not happening. No, that's not happening. Listen again to the White House spokesman, clip seven.
But there are other problems in the world than COVID-19. International terror, gang violence, murder, arson, drug dealing.
What was the number one cause of death among police officers last year? Do you know? COVID-19. So that's something that we're working to address, and police departments are working to address.
That's right. If the policeman doesn't get vaccinated, I mean, he's a danger. Never mind violence, international terror, arson, murder, drug dealing. It's all COVID. Didn't you get the memo? It's COVID, COVID, COVID. It's nonstop COVID. It's wall-to-wall coverage COVID. It's every day at the top of the hour on the news service that we play. It just makes you, it's so predictable. It's laughable. Every single day. And Pfizer, they love it. They love it. So many of those programs, so many of those commentators, so many of those shows brought to you by Pfizer. Brought to you by Pfizer. Living on COVID money. Listen to one final clip from Jen Psaki, clip eight.
Is there any concern that if police forces shrink or if the size of the ready military force shrinks, that the United States or localities may not be equipped properly? properly to deal with.
Peter, more than 700,000 people have died of COVID. Again, it was the number one cause of death among police departments and police officers. It's something that we should take seriously. Departments are trying to save people in their departments, people who work for them. We support that effort, and there's been success across the country in that regard.
Peter, listen. Listen, if these mandates wipe out police forces and even the U.S. military, that's quite all right. It's all COVID. We've got to get rid of COVID. How do you get rid of COVID? You got to take the vaccine. What if there's bad side effects? We're not even reporting that anymore, Peter. It's right there on OSHA's website. If you get a bad side effect from this, don't bring it up. Don't report it. Or if you do, we'll blot it out. There's only one narrative. There's only one narrative that goes out from the White House, from corporate media, from big pharmaceuticals, from Pfizer. And that is, we've got to get rid of COVID. It's going to be with us for well into 2022. So we've got another year of this, and we got to stamp it out. And how do we stamp it out? We stamp it out by Pfizer. We stamp it out by the vaccine. You've got to get the jab. Once, twice, three times, even a fourth one, every 6 months. This goes on, you can be sure. There's Pfizer reps already planning, strategizing, working with corporate types, saying, look, this is a way of life. This is every 6 months now. I wanted to give you this quote from, if I can find it, it's from an epidemiologist at Yale, Dr. Harvey Risch. He said recently, the unvaccinated should be afraid of the vaccinated. See, it's just the opposite. They're out there saying that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. He said here, the unvaccinated, I don't know if this is a clip, but maybe we can grab it for tomorrow, but he says the unvaccinated should be afraid of the vaccinated. That's just as infected. It says, in fact, maybe more infected if vaccinated people are infected. So it is well known, this is the key part, it is well known that it is the vaccinated people that generate the mutant strains and not the unvaccinated people. The ones that are unvaccinated, a lot of them already have had COVID. They've got the antibodies. And that's your strongest defense. Even the COVID, even the Pfizer people, remember the insiders that were taped undercover? Even they admit, yes, the natural antibodies work the best. Peter McCullough, he says as much as well. Fauci, remember the clip I played for you yesterday? Fauci was talking about the disaster this would be if the vaccine ends up not working. There's quite a few experts that used to say this commonly. Yeah, well, we got to make sure that it works. If it doesn't, it can make matters worse. That message is now blotted out. If you're Steve Hilton at Fox News and you talk about it in an interview, some doctor that takes a contrarian view, yeah, social media blots it out. Remember, Pfizer pays $55 million per year to social media. What a racket. It says, and that has led that corruption of the medical establishment saying that unvaccinated people are generating the mutants in it is an absolute falsehood. It's exactly the opposite, says this guy. This is Dr. Harvey Risch. This has been known for 100 years that it's vaccinated people who are more prone to generate mutant strains. It's the vaccinated people who are seeing their immune systems wiped out because of this drug. Not once, not twice. Now we're into the boosters. They're destroying their immune systems. And they're giving rise to all of these mutant forms of this disease, this virus, these so-called variants. But never mind any of that. Never mind the adverse reactions. That's to be blotted out. Because Pfizer just wants to save your life. Pfizer just wants for you to get the... Pfizer wants every nation in the world, every prosperous nation, but leave that aside, every nation in the world to just get the jab. They want all of the contracts drawn up between Pfizer and these nations. They want those carefully hidden away from public view. It's top secret. Their desire to save the world. We've got to keep all of the details under lock and key. We don't need anybody coming along and putting out a report saying, hey, you look like you're intimidating these nations. Well, you look like you're just in it for yourself. It seems like in reading these contracts that it's all about your bottom line. Doesn't seem like you're really that concerned about saving lives. Doesn't seem like you're really even sold on your own product. Brought to you by Pfizer. I'd urge you to read the report yourself, Pfizer's Power, and then you've got the Washington Post piece that, to its credit, at least covers some of the details from that report. Well, I went longer with those clips. I apologize. A couple of emails here. It says, thanks for the up-to-date of the absurdity in Australia. I'm continuously amazed at the insanity and the ignorance of the educated today. They seem to have a missing dimension in their acquired knowledge. Thankfully, this will be fixed soon. Thank you also for the study. I like the term sentient dirt, and God gives the awareness. We didn't manufacture it ourselves, it says. I just listened to a 1977 sermon of Mr. Armstrong's encouraging us to focus more on the good news. Yeah, that's right. Listen to this verse. I had this for the study. You talk about good news. This is from Acts 3. In verse 19, it says, repent you, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. This is what God wants to blot out, our sins. Satan the devil wants to blot out the truth. Satan the devil wants to blot out our nations. He wants to blot out the church. It says here, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Eternal, repent, be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Eternal, that word refreshing, or the times of the refreshing, it means a cooling or a recovery of breath or a revival. That revival, that refreshing is coming. When Jesus Christ returns to this earth, verse 20 says, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Yes, it was preached to us. God, he will send him again. All the prophets spoke of that second coming of Christ. Of course, there were prophecies there in the Old Testament about the first coming as well. John 14 and verse 3, he said, Jesus did, if I go, I'm coming again. Well, he went, and he's coming back. Yes, he is. All of the New Testament writers, Luke, Peter, Paul, Jude, they all talked about John in the last book of the Bible. Jesus says, I'm coming quickly. He's coming back. Verse 21, here in Acts 3, it says, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began. Restitution there, it means a time of restoring something that was taken away, God's government taken away from this earth at the rebellion, the lawlessness of Lucifer and one-third of the angels. But a restoration of God's government is coming, and what a revival that's going to give to this earth. What a refreshing time of peace and prosperity that will be. If you want to study more into that awesome purpose and plan, request Mystery of the Ages. You can call our operators today, toll free if you're in the U.S., 1-866-930-3024. You are listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily, brought to you, not by Pfizer, by God's family. If you'd like to send some feedback, td@thetrumpet.com. Thank you for joining us on today's show. And we'll see you tomorrow.